pastimes and descriptions from the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, the creation of the universe. Now we're going to discuss the seven lower planetary systems, sometimes called the subterranean heavenly planets. We have the heavenly planets and the subterranean heavenly planets. So we often say there's Chodabhuvana, 14 planetary systems. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Namashraya Chodabhuvana, that in the 14 worlds or the 14 planetary systems, no one will find any other shelter that's more perfect and more ecstatic and more enticing and more fulfilling than the shelter of Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Ki Jai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna's sweet holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the best shelter, it's the only shelter, it's the perfect shelter for all the living entities in all the 14 planetary systems. So we hear this Chodabhuvana, 14 planetary systems mentioned. So that means that there's Earth planet is in the middle. And above the Earth, of course it may be included as part of it, but there's Bhur Loka, Bhuvar Loka, and Swar, or Swarga Loka. So there's Bhur, Bhuva, Swar. And this Bhur and Bhuva, these are like 700 miles above the Earth, and there's so many beings there, whatever. But what are they? There's Bhur, Bhuva, Swar. Then there's Maharloka, Chanaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, or Brahmaloka. So Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, or it's also called Brahmaloka. That's four, and then Bhur, Bhuva, Swar, that's three, that's seven. So below the Earth, there are seven, sometimes called lower planetary systems, and they're not seven hellish planets. That's something else which we'll hear about, the hellish planets and where they're located. But these are seven lower planetary systems. So when the Earth is in the middle, there's seven above, which are called the heavenly celestial planets, leading all the way to Swarga and on up to Brahmaloka. Then below the Earth planet, there's also seven planets or planetary systems. And these planetary systems are considered not exactly hellish planets. It depends. If you're in sattva-gun, a sattvic person, he may think they're hellish. But a tamasic person, a rajasic person, he'll rather love those planets. So they're called subterranean heavenly. There's also a type of heavenly planet. They're called heavenly because it's heavenly for those in tamagun, or heavenly for those in rajagun, or heavenly for the passionate, ignorant fools that love those type of pleasures. Ignorance is bliss, whereas folly to be wise. So the drunk and covered by the mud of ignorance, inebriated by whiskey, he finds so much happiness and pleasure in being totally stupefied in it by alcohol. That's his bliss, that's his pleasure, his subterranean hellish pleasure. Although it's not really hell per se, directly. But the heavenly pleasures of the sattvic beings are the soma ras and the peace and the energy and the purity and the realization, enlightenment that one gets by the sattvic sukh, happiness produced by the mode of goodness. Happiness is there. One man's food is another man's poison. One man's happiness is another man's unhappiness. Pigs delight in stool. Humans delight in halava. The seven planetary systems below the Earth are Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala. So it's Avisu, Tamarapa. Very interesting. There's Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, and Mahatala. Allah and Rasat and Patal. And they all have the same diameter as the Bhu Mandala planetary system. The first planet, Vitala, is 80,000 miles below the earth, and the last one, Patala, is 560,000 miles below the earth, and 240,000 miles below Patala Loka, which is the lowest and final subterranean heavenly planet or lower planetary systems. Patala is Sheshanaga, lying on the Garbhodak Ocean, which is really deep. It's, I don't know, 16 million miles deep or something. So these seven lower planetary systems, they're called Bila Swarga, Bila Swarga, subterranean heaven. For that's where the demons and atheists and Gnostics and non-devotees, they live there. And it says that the enjoyment and the opulence that they enjoy there is greater than the higher planets. And sometimes these daityas and danavas and nagas who live there, they attack the demigods and disturb them. So they have so many wonderful heavenly imitations there built by Maya Danava. Cities and parks and beautiful houses and jeweled studded houses and beautiful gardens, which are better than heaven, so to speak. And there's many great snakes that live down there, and they have jewels in their head, and that gives so much light that they don't experience the darkness that's natural down there. And they also have wonderful bodies and all kinds of pleasures. And they drink herbal elixirs, and they bathe in their herbal elixirs for different herbs, so they have no disease or anxiety. They have no gray hair also, no wrinkled skin. And their bodies don't become weak or don't fade with their effulgence. They're never troubled by fatigue. They don't smell bad. They're always enthusiastic and energetic, even when they're old. And the only fear they have is that is the time factor, which brings death. And that time factor bringing death is considered to be the effulgence of Vishnu Sudarshan Chakra. And when that Sudarshan Chakra enters these hellish regions, the demons, the wives of these demons down there, they suffer miscarriages due to fear. So the first planet, which is 80,000 miles below the earth, is called Atala. And the son of Maya Danava, named Bala, he created 96 varieties of mystic power, which the yogis and swamis in the modern day of earth, they take advantage to cheat the people. This Atala hellish or subterranean planet is very interesting. If any man enters there, women will catch him and make him drink a aphrodisiac, which gives him great strength. And then the women enjoy him and take advantage of all his power to fulfill their lusty desires. And he thinks he's so powerful sexually that he forgets he's about to die. The next planet below Atala is Vitala. Shiva lives there with all his ghosts and boots and prates, and he's enjoying union with his wife Bhavani to produce living entities. And when their vital fluids, when they mix, they produce a river which boils, and then the sparks from that boiling river produce gold. And the demons on Vitala Loka, they make golden ornaments and live happily. Then below there's Vitala Atala, then there's Sutala. Sutala Loka is where Bali Maharaj lives, and Bhamana stands there as his doorman. And one time Ravana came there to challenge Bali. Bhamana Deva accosted him because he's a chokidar, and he kicked away with his big toe. He ejected Ravana 80,000 miles away. So that's certainly a very amazing planet. And below Sutala is Talatala, which Maya Danava rules over, and all kinds of mystic power. Below Tala, Tala is Mahatala. There's many descendants of snake children there, like Tarksha and Kalia. But they're afraid of Garuda. They try to enjoy life with their families. And below Mahatala is the Rasatala. And this is where the demoniac sons of Diti and Danu, the Danavas, they live in snake holes. Then below Rasatala is Patala. And this is also called Nagaloka. All kinds of cobras with so many hoods, 5,000, 10,000 hoods, illuminating everything with light from their jewels. And below Patala is Lord Ananta, Lord Shankarshan. So that's a very beautiful description about these lower planetary systems. Subterranean heavenly planets, as they're called. The next section we'll hear about all exciting description about the hellish planets and how you qualify to go there and what kind of wonderful experiences and sights and sounds that people will have when they enter those hellish planets, which we hope that no one will go to because they'll become fully surrendered to Krishna and Shanshudanam become free from all their Parabdha and Aprarabdha, Kutam and Bijam karmas, and attain pure love for God.